Welcome to eClad Chat. eClad Chat. Streaming live to you from eClad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. eClad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at y-cladchat@y-clad.com. eClad Chat begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. I'm Casey Benane, and welcome to eClad Chat, where we chat up big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style, with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. Today, Kaylin is still, she's still back with us today. Yay! So I'm going to just give it to Kaylin. She's going to break down a few things for us, and then we'll get into the show. Yes.
So this month we have a new eClad's Hidden Gem promotion. It's December already. So the new promotion for this month, if you book an event with eClad's Hidden Gem and tell us that you heard our offer on Blog Talk Radio's eClad Chat, you'll receive $100 towards your total venue rental. And just giving a little recap of last week's show, we had a pre-recorded show, and we talked to Nicole Delacroix, and she's the author of the book Sexual Confessional, Confidential Admissions from Social Media. And, you know, since she wasn't in our studio, like, we talked to her on the phone, but it was still super interesting.
It was.
The topic alone was, like, kind of different than what we normally talk about on here. So we talked about sex and social media, and kind of, she's a social media expert, so how you can use social media to fuel creative projects. And so, you know, she gave us so much information, so if you missed it, you know, if you're trying to do an entrepreneurial project, she had a lot of tips for you. So you can catch it on Blog Talk Radio and listen to the whole last show. And then every show that we've done before that is also on Blog Talk Radio, and a lot of them are on our YouTube channel.
Yes, so make sure that you guys are tuning in every week. For the most part, as you guys know, we're live. So, and even when we're not on live, you can catch any one of our shows on Blog Talk Radio. Yes. And also, please feel free to call in with any questions that you guys have. We have, you know, great guests today, and I'm sure they would appreciate any, you know, questions or comments, anything. So give us a call. You can call 516-453-9170, and at the prompt, dial 1, because then it'll blink and let us know that you guys are out there and that you have a question for us, and then we'll be sure to answer and chat it up with you guys. So today's really, really going to be a fun show. We're going to be talking how to achieve a chic and glamorous holiday look on a budget. So a holiday look for maybe your events or even for, you know, at home, just achieving that, you know, posh style or that posh look at home for when you have guests come over for dinner or, you know, for whatever, you know, during the holidays. And so I have the founders of Primrose Couture Events here, Amanda St. Val and Andrea, God, I don't want to butcher her name. I'm going to try again. Andrea Gilgis.
Perfect.
Yes, perfect.
Oh, I nailed it.
It's going to help you out. I believe it's
okay, and so we have like a whole interview thing, and then they're going to take us through a whole segment where they're going to teach us how to be glamorous or how to make our events glamorous, you know, for the holidays, for Christmas, for Kwanzaa, you know, whatever you celebrate. Okay, so I'm sorry.
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. Okay, so I guess we'll just kind of just jump right into it. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of background information on these lovely ladies. So they gave me, Amanda actually gave us like a cute little fact earlier. You know, when they were growing up, the guys would call them gorgeous because their name, Gilgis, sounds so the gorgeous Gilgis sisters. So that's what we're going to refer to them.
I like that.
Okay, so yeah, as I said, the show is going to be fun. These ladies are the founders of Primrose Couture Events, and they're based in Brooklyn, New York. And Primrose is a glamorous event production company servicing clients in the New York City area. Primrose Couture Events has planned and perfected events for celebrity clients like NeNe Leakes, reggae artist Lady Saw, and rapper Remy Ma. Primrose Couture Events was created by the sisters, like I said, and we're going to, they specialize in the wow factor, and yeah, we're going to just jump right into our question.
Yeah, so first off, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having us. Yeah,
we're really excited, and just starting, you know, with the introduction, just so the audience knows who's speaking, if you just say like who's who, so you kind of associate it with, you know, your voice a little bit.
Well, my name is Amanda St. Val.
My name is Andrea Gilges, and we're the founders of Primrose Couture Events.
Okay. And then, yeah, just tell us like something a little interesting about yourself. We always start with this, like what do you do in your downtime and you're just hanging out.
What's interesting about you?
Well, just when you're like talking, say who you are, just so, because like, you know, people can't actually see, so okay, they know who's speaking.
It's Andrea, and what's interesting about me, I love to take pictures. I'm like the selfie god. Like, anywhere I go, I've taken pictures. Anywhere. So like, that's just how I am. I don't know.
So silly.
I guess an interesting fact about me is I think I can bathe in glitter. If you give me glitter, I'll make it into a waterfall. That's an interesting fact.
Okay, but we need to just delve in that to that a little bit. So, when you say that you would make a bath out of glitter, what does that mean exactly?
Man, listen, I feel like we were raised so fabulously. My mom is fabulous. We're fabulous. So anything that glitters, we're attracted to. Like, I love, even in this studio, this, I keep looking at it because it's so glittery. It's beautiful. Really awesome. But yeah, that's what we love to do. Glitter everything.
Glitter everything. I like that.
We'll be able to glitter see this it mic.
We should glitter this
really
mic.
Really nice.
Oh.
Glitter this mic.
Okay, so tell us how you ladies got started. I know there's like a really great story to it. So tell us how you guys got started.
Well, initially, I mean, I was planning my wedding. And what happened is I figured, you know what, this was easy. And I already had purchased so many things. So I was like, you know what, I have all this stuff here. Maybe I should just start doing what people told me I do really good at, which is crafty things and doing events. I really didn't think it would get this far. I don't think I went into it with such grand expectations. It was more like, oh, this fun hobby that I'm doing is going to turn into something fun. And then, yeah, I started doing one event after the next, and actually people started calling me. Then they started giving me their money.
How fabulous is that?
They gave me all their money. And
then as they
jumped,
started giving the money, I jumped in, and I'm like,
and you started taking the money.
Yeah, I started organizing. You know, Amanda, she's like the creative aspect. I'm more the organizer, make sure everything is flowing the day of, making sure everybody's in place, the vendors. So we just work so well as a team.
Yeah.
I like that. Worked. That you guys have very different roles, and definitely, you just have balance between you.
Yes. Yep. My sister.
Exactly, your sister. So that makes the whole thing
The best. Yep. Best situation.
So as we mentioned, or Casey mentioned, you've worked with a lot of celebrities. Mm-hmm. And is there any like event that you've planned that's been really memorable?
Yeah, I think the best event that we've planned would have been NeNe Leakes. That event was just over the top and glamorous. She gave us the lead way to just do whatever we wanted to do. So we just, and she's a really great girl. Really awesome.
So tell us a little bit more about the event. Like, what made it so,
like, what kind of event was it?
Yeah. It more was so that because it was a Cinderella theme, everything, again, it was glittery and perfect. Anyway, and over the top. But it just flowed really good for us because I got the opportunity to create these really large over the top centerpieces and this blinged out shoe, which is still a staple in Greg Leake's house. I think he kept that shoe, right?
Yeah, he did. Yep.
Yeah. So it was really memorable for us. And plus, it got so much press.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So would you say that was like the mark that kind of sends you guys, pushed you forward? Or were you already like buzzing?
I think that right there is what got us into Madame Noir magazine.
Nice.
And because we were in Madame Noir magazine, we got a lot of contacts for reality shows. We've been actually doing well because of that event.
Okay. Okay, so, you know, we just talked about Nene Leakes, and you guys actually, you know, I visited your site, and I saw that you guys actually have an extensive list of celebrity folks that you've dealt with, and you've done, you know, not just one specific type of event, but, like, various types of events, which I found was really interesting, because not always, but generally, you know, with event planners, they're good at something, like one particular genre or one specific type of event, and that's usually what they stick to, you know, but I noticed that you guys kind of did different things from charity from charitable events to, like, you know, like what you did for Nene Leakes, where it was just, it was more, I guess,
it was her
fun.
Opening. Yeah. Because the big picture is that decor is needed everywhere.
Right. That's true.
Some people probably forget that. Even the bathroom needs some decor.
Yeah.
A candle or something.
It does. The problem is that if it's not bolted to the walls, people take it.
We talked about this the other day.
Yes. Okay, so we no longer put candles into our bathroom. We used to have, like, the most beautiful candle. Oh no, they just somehow grow legs and they walk. So we no longer do that.
Oh no, but decor is always needed. A rug is decor.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and even if they're going to have, like, an album release, because that's what we kind of specialize in, you know, a lot of album release parties. I mean, people might not think they need it, but it's something memorable. Especially when you release an album. That's something that you work so hard on. So when you're going to throw a grand party, it needs to have something memorable.
Yeah.
And I think our sweets tables are probably the most memorable.
I feel like that's what makes our company unique, because I don't think people think to go the extra mile to actually make, you know, people say, oh, let's just go to the album release party. And they don't think that extra glam would make it better and make it more appealing. You know, so I don't know. We kind of opened that door and we were successful.
Yeah.
We sure did.
Okay, so for event planners or entrepreneurs that's listening, right? And you know, because, like, we're an informative show mainly, and we try to provide information within the industries that we work in. And, you know, so our listeners are within that same genre. They're people that are actually within one of these industries, whether it's fashion or if it's or events, and they're aspiring entrepreneurs or whatever, or may not be. Maybe they already, you know, adept in the industry. But anyway, I'm blabbing. The question I was trying to get to is, okay, for those who are trying to develop in this industry, what can you tell us, or, you know, what steps or what things can we do to get to the point to where you are today?
Okay. I think Jay-Z said it best. You have to find your talent and, you know, act on it and perfect it. So a lot of us have talent. Some of us can just do hair. Some of us can just sweep really well. You can turn it into a sweeping company. But, yeah, the best advice I can give is that once you find your talent, you have to focus on it. And it needs to be the only thing you think of. It should be the drive. You wake up every morning, you just think about this one thing. And that's why we've become very successful, because I turn nothing down. I feel like anything is something that can lead to something else. So whenever you feel discouraged, especially when doing these events, I mean, you always remember that because you're talented, you will get to the next level because you're talented and you believe in yourself. Don't be doubtful of yourself. It's already hard in the industry that we're in to even get people to pay the amount of money that they should.
Right.
But once they see that talent, eventually they will.
Right.
Yeah.
So I love all the point, like all the, you know, the points you just gave. Like, but there are folks out there that sometimes get discouraged. Like, I'm trying to think of a good way to put it. But, like, sometimes they do get discouraged. It's, I mean, life sometimes can throw you curveballs. There's things that happen. And I'm sure for you to have a successful business, of course you had to experience some sort of turbulent something, you know. Guys, forgive the ambulance behind us. But what do you suggest, or what did you do to overturn, like, to get beyond that? I mean, besides believing in yourself, I mean, you know.
I mean, I'm going to be so blunt. I think the best thing is that you need a support system.
Right.
We both equally have support systems. my assistant, she's so supportive. We have a drive. We have so many people around us that are supportive. And I think the best advice I can give, if you're around some people that are not supportive, get some new people.
I like
yeah,
that.
You need to be around.
I'm gonna quote that.
You need to be around like positive people, people who are actually trying to do the same thing, like trying yeah. to get, you know, accomplish their goals. You can't be around negative energy or no. bring you down.
Yeah,
no.
I
mean, that's all it would do.
Yeah, you need a cheerleader and yeah. a personal cheerleading squad that's constantly yes. like yes, yes, yes.
So do you have to pay for that? Where do you find that? <Yeah. laughs>
If you start off doing a business and you have some really great friends, like what we've noticed is that a lot of our friends will repost our stuff and, you know, they'll tell people Amanda and her sister does this. Yeah, but then there are some people, if you're really bad for them, who have some fake supporters around them that won't even tell the next person, you know, this is what this person
And I think
does.
That's generally the case for most people. Yeah. You guys are lucky in this. I mean, because even with my business, even though we are where we are today, mm-hmm. it's like, you know what, I think Kaylin and I were actually having a conversation like this mm-hmm. last week yeah, or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It's like, you know, I would never, like, I don't, it, you know, my family to a certain extent and my friends to a certain extent don't even know what I do. I don't even bother because I find that it's usually the external folks that seem to be more.
Yeah,
does that make
that
sense?
Is so true.
That
that's
they
true.
They're more supportive. They'll give you a buy yeah. or they'll you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like they'll
that's
say
actually really true.
Yeah.
It's
so
true. It's very sad. Also.
No, it is. It is, and it's been the case for me, and I've overcome that. But I you mm-hmm. know I hear it continuously in different people's stories. You mm-hmm. know, and so. I say it to say, like, most folks are just not that lucky or blessed to have that sort of situation.
Yeah.
So, I this might be a tough question. I'm not even sure if it could be answered. But, like, in a mm-hmm. situation like that, if you were in a situation like that, what would you, like, suggest?
In a situation where someone wasn't being
You just don't have that.
Like support system.
Yeah, you don't have that external, you know, glue that you guys may have.
You know what? Honestly, I feel like we did. I kind of had a couple people that just, they're just like, oh, that's what you do? And they didn't help. So I've been so busy mentally, I've just been cutting everyone off.
Yeah.
That's why I just gave, like, really great advice. Cut them off.
Like this. I love that.
Yeah. You don't have time to worry about what they're not worried about.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break, guys, and then when we come back, these lovely, the gorgeous Jilgis sisters are going to take us through a segment where we're going to learn how to achieve a chic and glamorous holiday look for the season. So we'll be back.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.
Okay, so we're back. We're back, guys. So thank you for hanging in there. And so this is the best part of the entire show. I'm so excited. So we're standing in front of this beautiful, so I know like a lot of you, you know, so you're listening and not necessarily seeing you. We'll post the actual YouTube video by maybe end of week or so you guys will see it. But in the meantime, we'll do our best to sort of explain in detail what we're doing and what we're looking at. So yes. There's this beautiful table that's practically glittered.
Yeah, when you said that about the glitter, I was like, I've seen the table. I know this is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, this is our interpretation of an inexpensive way to decorate your home. It's a bar. So what I did was, I'm like a crafty, thrifty shopper mm-hmm. person. So I actually made these candles.
Oh, nice.
You can get these candles on Amazon.com. Each are like
$2.
Shut the front door.
$2. And the decal came from Etsy. So what you're going to need for this type of project is ribbon.
We have a magic curtain that we can pull things from.
Ribbon, a hot glue. My hot glue is probably my savior in everything. It's a crafter's dream. It does everything. It'll do anything. Anyway, so yeah, what you need for this type of project is a candle, the decal, and the ribbon. It's basically a 5-minute kind of process, but I did it in 5 minutes. I don't know if anyone else could. And then these two came from the 99 cent store.
The glasses.
Came from the 99 cent store. And I'm a home goods shopper, so I found this little snaggy piece and this bar stool thingamajiggy. I don't really know what to call it, but it's really cool.
A tray table.
Yeah, I love this. This like caught my eye the second.
I'm a bargain hunter. So this was $10.
The mirror.
Yes. And then this was on sale for like $5.
So the tray was $5. The mirror was $10.
Yep.
It's pretty heavy. It's pretty weighted for like, that's a really great price.
Bargain shopping. You need to have a really good eye when you're shopping for these things. And then I literally just ripped this off of the Christmas tree. You can do that. Just rip it from the back.
Okay, so for the listeners, she's actually literally talking about the
garland.
What is this called? Like the stem from the tree with the grass. Don't laugh at me.
Like the pine.
Yeah, the pine.
Yeah, I could have filled up this whole table with it, but the tree was not cooperating. But yeah, you can rip this off of the tree.
Yeah.
That's my, and well, typically, well, if you want to look for a sequin tablecloth, they sell these on CV Linens and on
what is something like this cost? Is this like, this looks expensive.
You know what? Typically, these things are $90, but I wait for the sale. And right now will be a perfect time for everyone since the Black Friday sale just passed. It was a Cyber Monday, so this comes up to around like
$40. Oh, that's almost half. Okay. Yeah,
almost. I even found a runner.
I love this.
Runners. You guys like? It's all glittery. Glitter, glitter, glitter. But yeah, these all were on sale on CV Linens. So yeah, and of course we just threw a little bow to make this bottle look a little cute. But you can do whatever you want. You can even imbalance the table, change it up.
So wait, this says something in here. Yes, I'm now noticing that. What does that say?
Well, how gorgeous.
Kind of
fitting.
I know.
But yeah, you can put the candle. You can do whatever you want to do. But yeah, that's the quick, easy little table setup. But I think the best idea is to take some of the back of the tree and use it on the table.
So if you're saying instead of, like, if you don't have the glitter, you can just use the...
Yeah, if you can use any tablecloth you want. We're just extra, so we have to throw on a little extra something. And so the smartest thing to do is to...
How do you like put it all together, like know that it's going to look good together when you get the piece? Because some people don't have
they
that.
They don't. You know what? What do I try to think of? I really try to think of staying in the color scheme. Like, it's Christmas, so red, golds, and whites, that's traditional. But I think once you start wandering off into the... Like, I could have threw a lot of silver in here, and that would have messed it all up. So you need to stay in the same color palette. That's a good idea.
Okay. So for me, like, I think this is beautiful, right?
Yeah.
So I would have not thought, like, you even threw like a pop of green in there. Like, I'm just like, wow, the colors really, really come together.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I wouldn't think that green and I would say either or, like maybe green and red, green and red. But like, and there's even like there's so many colors within the scheme, but they just they mesh and blend really well.
You know what I would suggest? A lot of people can go on Pinterest.
That's a wow. Okay.
Pin. You can find a couple ideas. Like, I hate going on Pinterest sometimes. It makes me think too much.
Yeah.
So I rather just think for myself and get the stuff.
Yeah. But for people who are just a little less creative, they can go on Pinterest.
Yeah. Yeah. She's less creative.
Yeah, I'm less creative.
Yeah. I'm the creative one. She literally just goes, ooh.
You're like the one who approves the design.
Yeah. And you know what? For a lot of people, just for decorative purposes, this bottle they can find on eBay. It literally sells for like $50. It's empty, but no one needs to know.
Right? It's a beautiful bottle.
And you can put your real liquor around it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yay. Well, thank you for this. So we're gonna we're gonna take another quick break, and then when we come back, we're gonna finish with the Gilgis sisters, the gorgeous Gilgis sisters, and then and we'll finish up the interview. We'll be back in like what, 20 seconds, feeling 20, 30 seconds,
59 seconds.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
Welcome back, guys. So we're here back with the girls, and we're just going to ask them a few more questions. And so, you know, since you guys said you are sisters, you have like different, like, I know you said you did like all the creative stuff,
yeah.
But like, how do you keep everything in sync together and like work together?
Cohesively.
I mean, of course we're sisters, so we fight, but we've always been close. We've always been close. And the good thing that we have and what a lot of people need is communication. We're good at that.
Okay.
So that's how we try to our best to keep it all together, constantly communicating. So when she pisses me off, I let her know that she has pissed me off, and yeah. She lets me know. And it's just
we talk every day. We talk through text all day long on the phone. Her husband must be so like annoyed with me, but we talk all the time. So
communication.
We try to keep that communication. So if we get into any issue, we bounce right back.
Yeah.
It doesn't last long, like yeah. 5 minutes.
So now I'm really curious, because that's just me. And mm-hmm. So I want to understand, so what is a fight like? Like, what do you guys, like, you wake up in the morning and, you know, I don't know, what happened? Someone says what? Then what?
You know what? We're both really, we're like total opposites. I am the talker. She's not. So what tends to happen is we'll argue about things that I feel like she should be doing. And it's little stupidness. And she'll be like, well, I can't be like you. It's silly stuff.
Yeah.
Silly stuff. I'm glad we...
But you know it's silly stuff. And you
yeah.
can't...
Yeah, silly. That's why we're able yeah. to get over really quickly.
It's yeah.
petty.
Yeah. I've noticed even since we've started doing this business, everything around us that's not this business seems so petty.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's too much going on for us to argue about
yeah.
silly things.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there yep. ever a time you like don't agree on like the design or like an idea for an event or anything?
There's more about we disagree with who should be around us.
Definitely. And that's,
that's
important.
Interesting. That's we were just talking
yep.
about that.
The reason why we feud over that is because there's a lot of people that like to talk. They like to call and say who said what about Primrose and who said this. And I'm just looking for positive energy. I'm not looking for
that
negative energy because, like, we don't need that.
Yeah.
We need some uplifting information. We don't need to hear who's talking
and
about
then
this.
And then I rebut it.
And she entertains it sometimes.
I do. But I have to rebut it by saying, although they're calling me to tell me, they're just looking out for us. She just doesn't like people.
I don't think... No.
Touch me on that one.
They're not looking out for us. They want to get information out of us to fuel fights and arguments between other event planners. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
You know what? I feel like your perspective is sort of
yeah.
my perspective. I just, like,
definitely.
If you...
I don't want to hear that.
Even
stuff.
If it's true, I don't even want to know.
Thank you.
It's like there's, it serves no purpose.
So petty and
yeah.
And
no,
so
you know what?
Ridiculous.
I would like to know it sometimes so I can know how to move with you in the future. That's
no,
how
no
I
moving.
Operate.
You
there's
move
no
to the left and I move to the
cut
right.
Off,
that's
right?
the only
no.
thing.
Yeah, cut them off, but not professionally. I feel like if another planner is talking about how horrible our stuff are... Okay, she said that. But anyway, I need to rent some stuff from her. So now I know how to move with her. I'm going to rent some things with you, but we're not going to be chummy all the time.
Right.
At least I know now how to move with you. I don't want to be shocked in the end
yeah.
that, oh, God, I was moving so well with this person and she hates me.
See, I'm like that. So we got two.
So, I know, it's so funny. Yeah.
But
no, I'm the kind of person. I totally see what you're saying. It's like, you know what? if we're doing business, we're doing business. There's no chummy chummy anyway, so it doesn't even matter. But like, you know, but you know what? Everyone has different personalities. Definitely. We deal with, and I think that, like, for Kaylin and I, that, like, that is what even is, we get along really well. Like, so
there's a balance. Yeah, the same thing. Yeah, you need that balance.
Yeah, and then when they really get you to that point, then you cut them off. It's really that simple.
Yeah.
In this business we're in, it's too so much politics. So half the time,
most industries, but I feel like in events, particularly, it's like that too. Well, actually, in jewelry too. Oh, it's
in everything.
In every life.
I can imagine.
Okay. So we talked about only one of your events, but so is there any like other events that you know were really successful? Is there something that stood out that you can tell us what the event was like and what you guys did for it?
I think the best event probably was the first celebrity event, which was Remy Ma. She had just been, you know, released.
What was that like? What was like meeting her, and what's her style like, and how did you guys compliment that?
She's a sweetheart, but she loved black and white. You know, Remy loves black and white, so the whole event was black and white. And what I took, it was an extremely elegant table. You guys should look it up. It's really pretty. Oh, my God. Yeah, I wish I could do it over again. But
you had it on your...
on the website.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, what we took from that is a lot of connects from that one event. We've become celebrity planners because we just I love to network, and I'm mixy, she's not, so I took from that event a lot of, you know, contacts and people that we've in contact with. So I think that event created the platform for Primrose Couture Events.
That's amazing. Okay, so we talked about, like, you know, all the events that you, well, the events that you guys have definitely made a stamp on. Mm-hmm. Have you, maybe, I would like to know about an event you attended where you can say, oh my gosh, this was, like, something so cool. Like, they did something, I don't know, wow, that, you know, I would totally take from that or, like, something.
You mean, like, a decorative event?
No, it could be anything. Like, anything you've attended, whether it's a wedding or, I don't know, a social gathering. But that event, just, there was something about what, you know, maybe something they served, you know, the food, an appetizer, I don't know, maybe a decor. It could be anything.
Think about it. Hmm. You answer that, Jade.
Nothing pops out.
My mind always goes back to NeNe Leakes.
But that's your guys' event, though.
Yeah, we did leave that, I know, but,
yeah.
I'm trying to think.
No, it's okay. If there's nothing that pops up, it doesn't, it's okay.
If your guys is the best, well.
Kind of, sort of. I think I haven't been invited yet to something over the top.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that. Can someone invite us to something? Anything? That there's flowers?
I feel, you know what? I feel like that about my venue. Like, I'm just like, it's a boutique venue. It's small and all this stuff. But like, we pay very close attention to detail. And I have, in my opinion, not that my opinion is worth a whole lot, in my opinion, I have yet to see something that really can. Maybe there's probably a lot in the, I don't know, but I think.
Maybe us getting invited to a Karen Tran event. Maybe she's like an inspiration to us.
Yeah.
She uses the flowers, the glitz, and the glam just like us. So being invited to that.
That woman has like her own farm of flowers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We need to meet her. Where are you, Karen? She's so awesome. She has all these flowers. We're going to go to her master class. That's the goal. She's awesome. Yeah.
And then, you know, before we go, we ask these questions to everyone who comes on the show. So, do you guys have, like, three jewelry or accessory essentials you think everyone should have or they can't leave the house without?
I do. I think every woman should own a gold necklace, a large gold necklace. I feel like that brings out your entire look. And a hoop earring. You can never go wrong with a gold hoop earring.
And
are you wearing either one? I just want to see.
Girl, you know me.
She's wearing a hoop and she's wearing the gold ring.
And a sparkly stud.
And a sparkly stud.
Yeah, it's like simple and chic.
Yeah. I can't wear any of those.
No?
I don't have my ears pierced.
She's the only person I know in the world that doesn't have her ears pierced.
You can find clip-ons.
Yeah.
Not really. It's tough.
They do hurt.
I'll do the gold statement.
And the thing with clip-ons, there's not a lot that don't look like ones that only your mother should wear. Like,
that's true. So, and they hurt after a while. They start to make your ear numb.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not with a clip-on.
We should just make an adventure and go get
No, I don't want to.
So, lipstick or lip gloss?
Lip gloss.
Lip gloss, definitely.
Oh, you both.
Sephora lip gloss.
No, Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
You think?
No. Sephora.
I think Victoria's Secret is more affordable. And I think they have this, all cosmetics in my mind is somewhat the same, opposed to the ones you get from the 99 cent store.
Oh, God.
That's how I feel. They all have the same color.
I don't think anyone should get cosmetics from the 99 cent store other than lip gloss.
I've noticed that a lot of the things that are sold in the 99 cent store, a lot of companies have started companies for cosmetics, and they're using those things from
and
they're just putting stickers on it.
Really?
I've seen it.
She wants to start trouble.
Oh my God. I've seen it.
It's not shade. It's the truth.
Oh, wow. That's not what I'm getting.
I mean, I don't want to be the one to bust anybody's bubble. Don't buy some things that are being sold by some companies. If it just has a sticker, like they just stick their name on it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it's literally the same stuff from the 99 cent store. But yeah, Victoria's Secret.
You know, jewelry designers do that too.
Yeah,
a lot of jewelry designers. They'll go to some of these shows, mm-hmm. and then they'll buy like the $2 stuff.
Yeah.
And then they take off the tags, and then they put their name on it, and then they say, this is my... And then you put it on, and then it changes your skin, and
I've seen it, though.
You spent so much money for it.
Yeah. I've seen it from, Victoria's Secret, a lot of Forever 21 jewelry I find in boutiques. But that's fine. That's whatever, but... It's like, that came from Victoria's Secret, but you know.
Yeah, from another.
It's just marked up a little more.
Yeah.
It's no longer $4, it's $20.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Do you guys have like a favorite accessory or jewelry designer?
Accessory designer. Interesting. Where do you get yours from?
I get all my accessories from Forever 21.
That's your favorite.
Yep. It says Forever.
Yeah. And that's what we're typically
wearing. She's wearing a nameplate, which is really cute.
It says Forever.
Yeah.
I
don't know. They just have really cute, affordable, nice, sparkling things.
Dainty kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite.
As well?
Forever 21. And H&M. They're good.
Okay.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah. I'm not really into, like, we're just so simple with certain things.
Yeah.
I don't know. Andrew, where else could we get jewelry?
I don't know of anywhere else. I always go to Forever 21.
Not a jewelry store, but...
Yeah, because we like to change it up so often, so I have pieces that are all real, then I have pieces that are just the fakest. So if I go to the jewelry store...
I think everyone. Yeah, like, you know, you have your finer pieces, and you have your... Yeah, so that's I feel is common.
Yeah.
It's like Forever 21 always has all the new trends. So
they do.
Like,
they do.
You can get, like, an affordable and change it up all the time.
Forever 21 is actually... They're at the top with innovation. I think they know what we like.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And then, you know, if anyone wanted to use your services or find out more, how can they contact you?
Well, we're on every social network outlet right now. You can find us on Twitter, Primrose Couture, or on Instagram, Primrose Couture Events. Or you can just reach us via email, which is primrosecoutureevents@gmail.com. It's a little long. Or on our website, primrosecoutureevents.com.
Love it. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for joining us today.
It was
lots of fun, and for taking us through this amazing tutorial. It was really great.
Thank you.
And, you know, as you guys are expanding and growing, I hope you keep us in mind and come back and do another show with us. That would be great.
We could test the two lip glosses and pick a
that's what we do. That would really be a great show.
We'll definitely win.
We can take a camera and go outside, like, and oh my God, anyway.
Thank you so much for having us. It was fun.
Okay, guys, so we're going to take a quick break, and so we'll post on our websites and everything their information as well, so if you guys are looking for details on how to reach these lovely ladies, we'll make sure to have that available to you. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have the news and events, and then we'll wrap up. So we'll be back in how long, Carolyn?
A minute.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate-style conferences conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.
Welcome back, guys. So starting off with the designer feature of the day, I am wearing it today.
Yeah.
It is the Bordeaux Bali Wrap Watch by La Mer Collections. You know, I can see here it's an extra long soft Bordeaux red, or there's a brown.
This is the red one. Okay. And there's a brown one.
There's also a brown one, and it has a second quarter inch layer of a studded strap, which is cool. I think it's, I would describe it kind of like boho.
It is, actually.
Yeah. And so you can get it gold plated or silver.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a buckle enclosure. It's nickel free, which is good. And you know, it is handcrafted, so each watch kind of varies, which I think it cool, like makes it unique. And it is USA made and available on eClad.com.
Yeah, and for sure, like you were saying, it's unique because they're, you know, they're all handmade.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, I have more than one. The variations can be very differing, yeah. So that means you have a unique watch. Every day, like everyone who has one will have a
yeah.
Watch.
I love how it like wraps around too.
It looks really good
on
you.
It's a bracelet and a watch.
Yeah, right. Okay, guys. So yes, like Kaylin said, you can get that on www.eclad.com. All right, so we're gonna jump right into the news. Okay, so let's talk news. In its release today, ShopAttract, a leading global provider of consumer behavior insights and location-based analytics, estimated brick-and-mortar retail sales on Black Friday weekend, including November 26th through the 29th, accumulated to $20.43 billion in total sales, which is an estimated 10.4% decrease from 2014 in Thanksgiving Day 2015 gross, an estimated $1.76 billion in sales, a 12.5% decrease compared to 2014. Black Friday 2015 garnered an estimated $10.21 billion in sales, which is an estimated 11.9% decrease versus 2014. So there's like all these decreases from last year to this year.
I saw a lot of people out. I went Black Friday shopping.
Did you?
But I think with the Thursday night that they start, it kind of divides everyone up. So some people go Thursday, some people go Friday.
But I think what they're saying is that like when they initially started that whole like, you know, we're going to open on Thanksgiving Day, the night
yeah.
of, the crowds were ridiculous and the sales were really
good. And
yeah. And so now people are saying, well, you know, based on reports, they're saying that when you go into the stores, there's people in there, but it's not overcrowded like it used to be. So, you know, every year it seems to be decreasing, you know, ever so slightly until you see like a huge decrease.
Oh, wow.
So hopefully that'll get better. I feel like the economy, hopefully things will start to pick up and that'll start to change as well. Okay, the latest data show significantly more people are comfortable not only browsing but buying products on their smartphones, which is true, right? I do a lot of shopping on my smartphone, fundamentally changing the way retailers clock sales during the busiest shopping period of the year. Mobile traffic accounted for nearly half of all online traffic and 27.6% of all online sales Monday, which is up more than 25% from last year, according to IBM Watson Trend, which tracks millions of transactions on retail websites. Online sales increased 17.8% Monday compared to the same day in 2014. Consumers made bigger ticket purchases on desktop with an average order value of $128 versus about $102 on smartphone. The government of India, so moving on to something different, transitioning to something different. The government of India recently launched a new initiative. I thought this was really interesting. A new initiative, Make in India. So that's what they're calling it, Make in India, where all sectors of manufacturing from agriculture to automobiles have been delicensed and deregulated. One industry that stands to gain from the deregulations is India's leather goods, which already amounts to $11 billion a year. India's Council of Leather Exporters is instituting skill development and upgrading programs to train workforces, 55% of whom are below age 35, to position themselves as a global player in the international leather market. This includes every stage of production, from an abundance of raw leather skins and hides to finished leather goods. The government is providing significant monetary support for this initiative, sending top industry executives to attend fashion and footwear events, such as the upcoming FFANY show, which you guys that are in retail know of, and that's coming up. It's actually this month, in December, where the Make in India campaign will have a substantial presence, both with product, handbags and footwear, and representatives from the related industries. Interested accessory companies are invited to attend the informational breakfast and cocktail presentation aimed to educating and informing potential customers about new infrastructure and benefits of manufacturing in India. Representatives from the Government of India, including the Chairman Council for Leather Exporters, as well as leather industry leaders, will be on site at FFANY. To set up appointments at the show, we'll post that information online for you guys who want to attend. I think it's a great, although I believe in the Made in USA, initiative. I also do believe that if you are a producer, a designer, mm-hmm. that if wherever you can save dollars, you want to save dollars. So I don't know. I guess it's all in preference. And lastly, I just want to tell you guys, Charming Charlie. Is living up to its name. This week, the accessories retailer announced it donated more than $3.7 million worth of product to women in need through its charitable giving partnership with the nonprofit organization KIDS, K-I-D-S, Fashion Delivers. More than 260,000 pieces were recently given away to various community partners, aiding women impacted by poverty and tragedy across the country in an effort to bring happiness and hope during the holidays. I think that's an amazing thing to do. In addition to its holiday efforts, Charming Charlie gives back. The retailer's charitable giving program also offers customers the opportunity to do good year-round through its fabulous fundraisers, an initiative that allows community members the opportunity to host events in the stores, donating a portion of the proceeds to the nonprofit organization of their choice.
That's cool. I didn't know they did anything to give back.
I knew that they had like a charitable thing. Uh-huh. I didn't realize the extent of what they do. Yeah. I mean, $3.7 million worth of product in one giving.
Like that's a lot. Yeah.
That's huge. I think it's wonderful. Yeah.
Okay, now moving on to events. I love this first event. It's Major Hype's birthday comedy tour. It's coming to New York City. And you guys remember he was on the show last season.
I know.
And we can both personally attest to him actually being
hilarious.
Funny. He's definitely funny in real life. So I'm sure, you know, at this tour he'll be super funny. He'll have all his different characters come in if you watch him on YouTube. And it will be on Saturday, December 12th. So next Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Milk River Nightclub in Brooklyn. And there will also be other comedians there, like Brooklyn Mike and Haitian Five.
Okay.
And for all of you makers and designers out there, New York City Designs is having a Celebration of Makers event, which will be on Friday, December 11th. And the event is called I Make Blank, which is funny because it's like they have different makers from all different fields.
Okay.
So it kind of showcases, different makers, like they have jewelry makers, artists, a bunch of different things.
Nice.
And so they'll have presentations and a digital exhibition, which will be crowdsourced from the audience. So like if you're there, like you get to be a part of it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's really cool. It's at their New York Designs incubator space, and they'll have a keynote address from Jessica Singleton, which is the chief digital officer for the city of New York, and Despina Pedophilis, who's a design strategist and a systems thinker.
Oh,
and
nice.
So that will be at their incubator space from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And what day is that?
That is on Friday, December 11th.
Oh, nice. So you guys have time to plan. It sounds like an amazing event.
Yeah, and it's free.
And so it's
even
free.
Better, yes.
All right. Okay, guys, so that's it for this for our show. But I was going to say this segment, but no, actually for the show. Thank you for hanging in there, and thanks for listening and for, being there with us on Eclat Chat. And remember, guys, love life and wear it well. Next week, oh, wait, no, wait. Next week, don't forget, we have Shatanya Ami. Yay, our segment. That's right, our Ask Shatanya segment. So make sure you guys are listening to that. It's going to be great. She's going to have, you know, all kinds of stuff for us. So it's going to be an interesting show. And it's right before the holidays, so you'll get some tips and things like that. So it's going to be really, really cool.
You can send us questions, too, if there's something specific you want to ask Shatanya.
Yeah. On any of our social media forums or email us, and we'll provide all that on the website. We have means for you guys to do that. Okay, so yeah, now we're really going. So thank you again for listening, and from Kaylin and myself, Casey, thank you, have a great night, and thanks for listening. Love life and wear it well.
Eclat is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclat. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclat.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.